Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain said during his bus tour in Ohio today that he's seen, quote, a groundswell of positive support for his candidacy. But he also says he's reassessing his strategy, although he insists that does not mean he's dropping out. This, even as Atlanta businesswoman Ginger White has come forward to claim she had an off-and-on affair with Cain over 13 years. Cain calls that completely false, but White stuck by her story on ABC News this morning.
It was a very casual affair. Am I proud to admit to that? No, I'm not. Herman flew me on several trips. I went on several trips with Herman. One particular trip was the Mike Tyson Holyfield fight in Las Vegas.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of the network's webcast, Top Line. Rick, is Cain still unwaveringly denying this affair? Because Ginger White has been providing quite a bit of detail, including this trip we just heard about. And she also gave ABC News text messages to her from Cain sent as recently as this month.
He is denying it, although he hasn't spoken publicly since Ginger White came forward with her allegations. His was a preemptive set of denials. And I think it is that blanket denial that may get him into trouble, particularly as more evidence emerges of something of a relationship, whether or not it was a physical relationship. They clearly had deep ties, that, as you mentioned, the text messages, the phone records. These are all things that seem to undercut his credibility on this subject. It's very difficult for him to say nothing happened whatsoever when she's out there saying, look, I've got this evidence for it. And I think it is that credibility question that really makes this such a difficult issue for him to overcome as a candidate.
There are 5 weeks left before the Iowa caucuses. Does it feel to you like enough time for Cain to really overcome these latest problems and remain a viable candidate?
It does not. And I think reevaluating a candidacy at this stage seldom results in a good turnabout for the candidate and a decision to stick in the race. This is almost certainly a precursor to either dropping out physically or functionally. He'll be irrelevant in this campaign if he continues on. So, no, I think the Herman Cain campaign is really over at this point in terms of being relevant for the nomination fight.
On the other hand, he's still sounding like a candidate today, but while he's talking about reassessing. Now, reassessing does not sound good. What do you make of that?
Well, his campaign says the reassessment may have been overblown, that they're reassessing parts of their strategy, like what states to visit and where to focus their attentions. His has been an unconventional strategy, to say the least. Maybe at times looking like he's trying to sell books more than actually become the Republican presidential nominee. But bottom line is that his support is cratering in the polls and among influential conservatives. He's had a number of folks, even in the last day or two, since the last charges emerged, jump ship and say, I'm going to go support another candidate because of this. I feel misled. These are all difficult things for him. So I think ultimately it means that he's got to make the decision for himself. Maybe he ends up staying in as a candidate, but he's going to see his support continue to fritter away.
And some of that support he's losing is going to Newt Gingrich, the former House Speaker. What is Gingrich saying about this Cain situation, if anything?
Gingrich is actually saying he feels a little bad for him, and he hopes that he comes to what he says is the right decision. Some other candidates have been more forceful in calling on him to leave the race. I don't think there's a clear upside for Newt Gingrich to do that, but I do think that he is the most obvious immediate beneficiary of Cain losing support. There's a big cohort of Republicans out there who are looking for someone other than Mitt Romney to support. That's what they've been telling pollsters. If there's one fewer candidate in the mix, that's bad for Romney and probably good for Gingrich, who seems like the candidate who is best positioned at this stage to coalesce that support behind one candidate.
And Gingrich did pick up endorsements yesterday from two New Hampshire state representatives, one of whom had earlier supported Herman Cain. In most polls, Gingrich is now ahead or even with Mitt Romney. In your view, is this finally a two-person race?
You know, it's been a two-person race for a long time, but it's been a different two people for a long time. It's been Romney versus Perry, Romney versus Bachman, Romney versus Cain. It does, though, seem like this is the final pairing, and weird things can happen toward the end. But Newt Gingrich is peaking at the right moment. He would seem to have the staying power. I do think it's more likely than not that we're going to see these two men, the professor and the businessman, Gingrich and Romney, battle it out to the end.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News. He's also co-host of the network's webcast, Top Line. Rick, good to talk with you.
Thank you.